My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin a fat, diseased jackass? Listen and find out.
She goes, exercising for at least 30 minutes won't kill you. Also, I'm talking to Dr. Oz.
Tucker Tom says, and Davin wanted me to hit up a barbecue with him last week. I could have had fun with that info.
Oh, God almighty. You can lose it. Really? Really?
Yeah.
I am healthy. Haven't been sick in years. Yeah, well, if you're not attracted to what I look like, that is not a good thing for a relationship. I go, I exercise for an hour a day. She goes, every day?
She's my old gym teacher. Wow.
I go, when the weather is good.
I go, look, just take the money and get off my back.
Really? Here's a check. Shut up about
God
my
almighty.
Weight.
I go, I have lost 10 pounds so far this year. Ain't this a kick in the teeth? Let me go find some 20-year-old soldier to put on my Facebook page.
Oh!
That's
wow,
funny.
That's great.
You wrote that.
I did, of course.
That's funny.
Morgan in the chat is saying fat and disease. She has it in for you, Davin.
Yeah.
Or she's attracted to that.
Yeah, that's
I'm like mad cow disease. I am the mad cow of the being scammed world. I am just a fat disease jackass.
I'm a treat. What did she say?
Ooh. LOL.
No!
Capitalized, too.
Oh, God.
That's good, but not good enough. At least 30 minutes of exercise every day is cool, and you will lose more pounds than that. I go, okay, I'm not some 300-pound monster. You have called me elderly and now a fatso.
I forgot about elderly.
Yeah, she's called me elderly, too. I go, I play sports and I'm athletic. I'm defending myself now.
I know.
I go, okay, I'm convinced you are for real, because no dude would pull this shit.
You want to know something? It's the same thing that happened about 20 minutes ago. I'm on the phone. Look, old man. Oh, man, why, you motherfucker.
But he's not trying to woo you.
But he's not exactly keeping me happy either. How dare you call me old horseshit? I'll out drink. Out screw, out party.
I was just going to say, you thought old man enraged you. Now
so I
know
where he's starting. I know where he's going. See, where I was coming from on that?
Let's put this in perspective, kids. This is supposed to be a romance.
But they have a hell of a lot of nerve. How dare they talk to us like that?
What I'm saying is, this is not very romantic.
No, not at all, no.
She's ripped up the playbook. I am saying, this is
it's
real.
Like you've been married
she's
for 10 years.
You up.
Joe, this is real.
Oh, and now the chat, you know.
Oh, here it comes.
Says, this Canadian has a good eye. Right.
Here it comes. Right. Guess who's in the barrel?
Right,
the scooch
body.
Over, Joe. Get out. My turn. All right. What do the maniacs have?
Oh, you've never been in
there. And by the way, I'm skinnier than any picture you've seen on Facebook. I've lost weight.
Boy, look at you in the barrel. You haven't been. Let me show you around. You haven't been in a while.
Show you're a pal.
We decorated.
No, sure. You're a sweetheart.
Wasabi's in the fridge.
Nice. Very funny.
Another comment is, as Dean Werber, fat, short, and Jewish is no way to go through life, son.
Oh, funny.
Wow.
They're killing me. But wow. Listen, I'm very honest with you. I put everything out there for the
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
True.
Enjoy.
She goes, LOL. What kind of sports do you play? I go, who the hell cares? I go, I'm so fat I can barely get out of the house. They have to cut off the front door and wheel my blob like carcass out, and then they load me on the back of a tractor trailer. Trucker Tom's driving. I didn't put that. All the while, they are mainlining chocolate shakes directly into my veins.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, I'm done.
She goes, LOL, that's too huge. I go, well, you better run then. Oh, don't worry, I'm so fat I'd never catch you.
You're gonna look like the Stay Puft monster going like on, what was that? Ghostbusters coming over Ghana. Stay Puft man, it's Davin.
The chat is going crazy.
Oh, they're enjoying it.
They are enjoying this.
I'm so glad I could please you all.
Tom says, and that one was for throwing me under the bus earlier, stupid.
I got a stupid from the chat. That's smart.
Davin shouldn't be so picky and just go with it. Who best to learn how to get skinny from than an African chick?
Got a point there. You can't argue with that logic.
Oh. But what sports do you play? You getting out there enough, Chief?
I know. It's like, what's it matter?
Oh, God.
Getting out there enough, Chief. Yeah.
I don't like this episode at all. This has not been a pleasant show.
Yes, it is.
Shut up, you. Shut up, you Pip Helix. I knew you guys would enjoy this one. I go, well, you better run. Oh, don't worry, I'm so fat I'd never catch you. I'll just throw a cheeseburger at you and hit you in the back of hold on. I got so winded from typing, I had to stop.
See, but that's a good thing that you're fat, because if you go to Ghana, you'll be like that weak wallaby, you know, like the little wallaby that's sickly and the lions go after.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the lions know, like the one that can't run as fast as the other ones, and they're like, that's him, man. And they all pounce on it. Wait till he gets off the airplane and you start chasing him down the jetway.
You think that's good?
And he catches him within 10 feet. You know?
I don't want to go to Ghana now.
I know you don't want to go to
Ghana. She's being mean. I don't want to play with her anymore.
If I was her, I'd start saying, look, you might want to hit the ho-hos and stuff like that, knowing that you'll be a fat horse when you get there and they'll catch you.
Are we not catching? The woman that I love twice, who I accepted for lying to me on numerous occasions, now has the audacity to call me fat and diseased. And old.
She just wants her man to look just so.
And the chat says,
you crinkle your lips at me.
And the chat says,
I don't like this.
Taste the sweet revenge.
Yeah. But the chat, they're enjoying
themselves. Yeah, boy.
Enjoying themselves.
Yeah, boy.
I do this for you people.
And you started.
I could have deleted this.
You started very nasty on the show there. Now you get your just desserts.
Well, I do
don't
like
say dessert.
I go, I'd laugh too, but if I laugh, I might have a heart attack. She goes, then don't laugh too hard, smiley face.
Oh,
she
wow. Don't
she's playing hardball.
I go, hold on. I need to inhale a tub of chocolate ice cream because I'm an eating machine. Fortunately, I have little Chinese children to feed the ice cream to me, as feeding myself would take too much energy. See, you people think you can put me down. You got no idea what I'm capable of doing to myself. Pip is in all her glory. She's now wet the chair twice for two different reasons.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.